We've got research agronomist Shane Phillips here this morning. G'day, how are you?
Morning, Anthony. I am well.
How'd you go with that rain across the weekend? A bit patchy, apparently.
It was. It petered out a lot less than the original forecast was meant to be. Mildura got quite a good downpour. They got their forecast, but as it went west and south, it petered out a bit more disappointing than we would have hoped for, but can't do much about it. But I think Redmark got about 13 to 15 mils. Loxton had 9 to 12. I don't know how far what it did down at Wakery. I haven't heard from there yet, but it sort of petered down south a fair bit.
So what did that rain mean? Because yesterday I know a lot of people out on the vineyards getting the spray on. What were they spraying and why, Shane?
Oh, people would be... In the vineyards, they'd probably be thinking might be a little bit of a downy infection, so they're looking to get a cover or eradicant spray on there, or at least get a sulphur spray in this stage straight after. Because there's no doubt that with this rainfall and humidity, vines are going to grow well. There'll be a lot of growth coming out in the next week, so people looking at an opportunity to get a cover spray on to give them a couple of weeks coverage going forward. And especially this year for powdery mildew, getting good early control is always really important.
And they're looking good, aren't they, the vineyards?
Oh, looking really nice. Bunch definition this year is fantastic. Probably some of the most fertile in terms of fruit buds. Still a long way to go, but bunch numbers look quite solid.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch, as we always say, but this stage, those chickens are looking pretty good.
Well, I know when we used to grow apricots up at Menindi, people said, what's the crop like? I said, I don't know until it's in the truck, and then I know it's insured.
So what happens when people put spray on, say, yesterday after Saturday's rain? What happens if it comes belting down today? Does it, back out tomorrow? Well, what's the story there?
It'd have to be unbelievably heavy for that to happen.
Okay.
And which is, if it did happen, that'd be a 1 in 100 year event, pretty much on the forecast of what's today. They're saying there may be some rain, but I would have thought not very much really is forecast at this point of time. So I think most people just gone on, gives them a good window. The other thing what's really nice after the rain is that there's no dust.
Mm-hmm.
So your spray is really effective because you're not kicking up dust out of the tractor while you're spraying. And so your contact spray is really effective because dust has an amazing impact on the effectiveness of spray. I think people underestimate that. So in summer and really dusty conditions, spray effectiveness can be significantly reduced. And we've seen it in work where we've done that we get disease at the end of the row, and in the middle of the row we get nothing because of all that headland traffic.
Yeah.
Keeps tossing up dust and the leaves get covered in dust, so the chemicals don't have as good a chance to do the protection job that they're meant to.
How are we going with broadacre? Certainly need a couple more inches around the place.
Oh, I think
it'll be okay.
It'll be all over the place. No one, at this stage, I know with our trials, what we're looking at, you think, who knows? Just wait till the yield maps come in and we can assess data that way. It would have been nice for that to go right down south into Murray Bridge area, but it didn't. But that's the Mallee at this time of year. It's very much hit and miss. But there's some stuff that we dug up last week. I was just amazed at the strength of the root system. There's no disease, pressures, no rhizoctonia, no nematode infestations. So from a point of view of the strength of the root system, unbelievably resilient this year. So I think anything that happens rainfall-wise, the plant roots are well ability to pick up whatever moisture's there because there's no disease out there at all.
Oh, that's good. Good news. Good news. So maybe we can start counting a few chickens.
Well, I think no one counts the chickens until it's in the bin.
Yeah, I know. But it's a good feeling, that's for sure, around the place.
Well, I think, the citrus industry's had such a good season, and I think, it's like all things, the crops aren't not looking too bad. Spring's come out, things are looking good, so it creates a little bit of optimism for the coming season.
All right. Shane Phillips, have a good week. We'll catch up with you next Monday morning. All right, we've moved you to a Monday. We're going to fire off the week with your knowledge.
See you, Anthony. Bye.